would be this charitable with money and beer and a shopping spree. So they think that it's a bust.
Everyone knows what's going on, right? We're bringing the homeless to a mall, and they can spend their $100 any way they want.
Any way they damn well please.
And we've given them all sorts of stuff on top of that, including, like you said, the beer, the food.
Yeah, the beer, the
gloves,
food,
the and socks, and all sorts of stuff.
And, of course, what kind of movie or viewing pleasure do you give the homeless on their way to a mall? Pornography. They are watching. This bus is great. It's a full-size bus like you would take to Atlantic City. Not a little mini bus, nothing. It's a full-size bus. Bathroom, which, I mean, has got to look like a daisy cutter hit it after they're done. And video screens above the seats.
Yeah.
You know.
They all get their own video screen.
Yeah. And porno is playing on, so they're all revved up. They're going to be humping people's legs like chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Walking through the mall. They're all horned up. That's what you need. Horned up, drunk, homeless.
Anthony, very important. The first pictures are up of the 10 people that we will be bringing to one of the malls.
Oh, fantastic. You can go to
three websites right now. WNEW.com, OpieAndAnthony.com, or FoundryMusic.com. And there they are. All
look,
you got Blue and Tippy Tom and Rock and Roll Tommy and Sperm and Snoop, Ziggy, Andre, Youngblood, Big Ed, and last but not least, Buttered Roll.
Is Buttered Roll really Earl? Did he put a beard on?
Buttered Roll looks like Earl?
A little bit. With a beard. Of course, Ziggy. Oh, my God. I'm looking through all the pictures now. We have a picture of the bus, and the headshots are up.
Yeah.
And I don't think I met... I didn't see Sperm out there. He's on the bus, though?
Yeah, he's there.
Sperm's trying to get off the bus because he's convinced he's getting arrested.
Yeah, and Rock and Roll Tommy, Rock and Roll. Look at him.
Well, we got to go right to Ben, Anthony, because...
Getty Lee with the HIV.
Yeah. Ben started the day really early because he had to help Keith round up the homeless. Round them up!
Well, it started last night, too, on the way out with these guys. They barfed in the garage.
last night.
Right in front of a bunch of customers, and then I was leaving work. I go around the corner at Citibank, and all those CDs we gave them were on the ground.
That we gave Rock and Roll Tommy yesterday.
He's screaming, "Give me $5! Give me $5!" to the people coming out of Citibank, and then he goes, "Anthony?" So I kept walking. At that point, Tippy Tom was in the middle of Broadway directing traffic. So, but then today we started off, and I got to hand it to Keith. He really did a bang-up job with a bunch of winners.
Oh, absolutely, he did.
Well, the homeless, they were all on time waiting for you guys to arrive, most of them, right? The word got out on the street, and I heard there were
some people that wanted to go that weren't on the list.
The only one that wasn't there was Ziggy. The rest were all there an hour early.
There's probably 15 or 20 of them still waiting on the corner.
Hoping they could be a part of this special day.
Damn.
And then I hear Ziggy was on time. All of a sudden, right when he was supposed to be there, he's walking across the street with his little bag.
Yeah.
For his little field trip today.
And they all know Ziggy. He's like the all of them know Ziggy, and they've got like some sort of respect to him. It's like the funniest thing.
Oh, really? There's a whole hierarchy with the homeless. Of course, the Rock and Roll Tommy and Tippy Tom made their way to the bus last. I saw them walking down the sidewalk. Psycho Mark had to go get them from the corner of Broadway and 57th, where Rock and Roll Tommy had his schlong hanging out and was taking a leak in the middle of Broadway. He then had to be corralled up and brought back. And him and Tippy Tom, the whole time, still fighting from last night.
From yesterday's show?
I couldn't imagine. I woke up this morning, and the first thing that popped in my head was, I could not imagine the hangover I would have if I was as intoxicated as Tippy Tom was yesterday.
Thank God Tippy Tom passed out on the bus. We'll wake him up when we get there.
Oh, he passed out?
Out of control.
Well, he'll wake up when Rock and Roll Tommy starts hitting him on the head. Rock and roll.
I heard the
I heard the
subway ride was pretty interesting, too.
I'm a deuce. You're
uptown.
A deuce.
The subway ride was hilarious because we had them all corralled, and Sperm's trying to take off, so we have them in one cart, and people coming onto the train just fleeing. Rock and Roll Tommy and Tippy Tom just kept arguing, and they almost got in a couple fights, but he leaned over at one point, and this blonde lady bolted out of the train, just got right out of the train.
There was like a tourist couple from like Iowa, and they were sitting there, and there was maybe like 3 or 4 inches of space between Rock and Roll Tommy and this lady, and Tippy Tom just squeezed his butt right in there. And she was like pressed up against her husband.
Horrified.
And he's like leaning on her.
And that's
breathing.
A smelly butt.
She's just holding.
Don't move, honey. You look like a racist or something. You look like somebody who doesn't have tolerance for these people.
So they just sit there. Meanwhile, in New York, you get off of me, you smelly.
Holy ass. Jay from Yonkers. Butter Roll looks like the new Knick coach, Don Chaney.
Also funny on the subway ride, Blue standing up and the subway train comes like to a fast stop and Blue goes flying into about 3 people and he's just hanging on to him. Oh. People are trying to push him off.
Well, he was great when he walked up to the bus. I saw when he got his first look at the bus. It was like, oh man, this is a fat ride. And he goes jumping inside. Did we at least wipe the blood off his forehead though? Yeah, he's still bleeding. Scott K saying Ziggy is like the Don Corleone of the homeless.
Pretty much.
They give him the respect.
You can see the
Don.
You can see the pictures of the guys for yourself. OpieandAnthony.com or FoundryMusic.com. So I guess we're ready to head off to a mall.
Oh, this is great.
Really fast. Psycho Mark's on the bus. He's going to help us out today with the festivities. Psycho Mark.
My voice is all crap today, but we just broke up a fight between Blue and Tippy Tom. They're already fighting on the bus.
Now, why is Blue and Tippy Tom fighting?
Because we're pouring drunk. They're all alcoholics, and you're completely hungover. When we picked them up this afternoon, Tippy Tom has a bottle of Thunderbird in his mouth, and he's swinging it down like it's no tomorrow.
Oh, God damn.
They're drunk. They're so drunk, they don't know what they're doing. They're fighting. They're not even going to remember the trip.
That's classic. All right, Mark, I got to go to Rick.
We got to get going. Come on.
All right, there are so many people going on this little field trip today. Rick, what's going on?
I can barely keep my eyes open, dude.
I hear the bus
reeks.
The bus reeks already. This is the worst trip.
Rick, me and Opie, we both walked on the bus before any of the homeless got there, and I was amazed. I go, this is a beautiful bus.
It's
smells
a
great.
Bus.
The bathroom was very clean and smelled fine, and now you're saying that you haven't even gone anywhere yet, and it stinks.
I can't get past the second row of seats, man.
Has anyone used the bathroom yet?
Hey, any of you guys used the bathroom yet? Yeah, I think it was Rock and Roll Tommy raised his hand.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Hey, do you want to talk to Blue?
Yeah, let's talk to Blue really fast.
Hey, Blue, you want to go on the air?
We haven't talked to Blue yet.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to blow it up. Blow it up, Blue.
What's up, Blue?
Hey, Blue.
Blow it up.
Blue.
Y'all never feel better.
Yeah. Hey, Blue. Yo, Blue.
Hello.
Hey, Blue.
Can you hear him?
Yo, Blue.
Freaking.
Hello?
Yeah, Blue. How you doing? Are the buttons pressed
open?
Yeah, he
it's
should be
not
on
our problem.
Yeah, I'm Big Blue.
Hey, Blue, how you doing, man?
All right.
Are you psyched to be going shopping today for the holidays?
I would like that.
And
if you could accommodate me with that.
What do you think you're going to be buying today?
Huh?
What are you going to buy today, Blue?
Oh,
man.
Okay. My
friend. He's like every Richard Pryor
album. Odell. My real name is Odell.
All right, what's up with you?
You hear me?
Yeah. What are you going to buy today?
Whatever I can afford. I mean, you know. No, don't run away.
I mean, you know.
Dude, this guy the whole way was just talking about how he wanted to be on the air.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
He's on the air. All right, Blue.
I really appreciate this. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
Merry
you.
Merry Christmas.
And my man's back.
All right. Oh, boy.
There you go.
Oh, boy. This is good. Oh, wait till this mall finds out that they are the ones we have picked. They're the ones we have picked for this. Rick's wiping the phone off. Hey, Rick.
All right, we alcohol slobbed the phone down.
Oh, that's hilarious. You know,
where's sperm?
You know, we made a mistake. We put the homeless on the bus about an hour ago, and Keith and everyone has been freaking out trying to keep these guys preoccupied. Yeah. That's why we're running down with food and beer and sodas and porno and Rambo movies and Godzilla movies. Keith was in the office looking through going, what movies do you think they like? Oh, they like wrestling. Like, he's talking about retarded children. Yeah. They like wrestling. Oh, Godzilla. We'll play Godzilla and wrestling.
All right.
Hey, do you guys use your phone? Hey, Oak.
Yeah, Rick.
You guys want to talk to Buttered Roll or Sperm next?
Buttered Roll.
Buttered Roll.
Buttered Roll. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hey. Buddy Roll, what's up?
I'm chilling. How you doing?
You're chilling, my brother.
I'm glad to be here. I appreciate what you're doing for me.
Yeah, you're going to be going shopping today. You got anything in mind, what you want to buy?
I'm buying me a coat. That's all I want, at least.
You're going to get a coat.
He's going to get a nice coat.
Nice warm coat for the winter.
No, I didn't say coke, I said coat.
Right.
No, we heard coat.
I didn't say coke, I said coat.
Coat.
Coach, not coke. All right, good luck with the Knicks, Mr.
All right.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, listen, Rick, get Rick back on the phone.
Guys.
Yeah, Rick, we got to let you go. We got to get these guys down there with you, all right?
All right, cool.
All right, we'll check in with you in a little bit.
You got it, man.
Yeah, because these guys got to get on the road. Jim Norton in the studio. Jim is going on another bus ride.
Oh, boy. Jim, Rick, I think Steve C., right?
Steve C.
These are all veterans of bus events that this station has put on, one of which ended tragically.
The only difference between this and the Voyeur bus is this: the jail cell actually smelled nicer than the bus is going to.
Rich Voss is going on the,
and
on the,
Voss,
on the bus
yes.
as well.
Cool. So, all right, have fun, guys.
We gotta let these guys go.
There they go. Off and running.
Bye, Steve.
Guys, best of luck. And
I must really like you to do this.
I know, I know. You know, I think this is legal, isn't it?
You're going to have fun, man.
Yeah.
Give us a call when you get down there, right? All right, cool. Well, there you have it, Anthony.
Oh, my God.
Homeless shopping spree, too.
When a lot of people, very curious where we're going. When are we going to announce the mall that these homeless are going to so the people can join them?
We will announce the mall 15 minutes before we get there.
15 minutes before we get there.
That's the best we could do, man.
Are there going to be any hints? Hey, we're on such and such a road.
We could, we'll drop a few hints.
All right.
We'll drop a few hints.
That way people might be able to get a little closer to the area.
Yeah, we're looking forward to our listeners, joining the homeless people for the shopping spree today, Anthony.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. We do this together.
Now, why is it that we can't just announce the location?
Well, we don't want barricades up, Anthony.
Exactly. I don't know, though. Any mall that would turn these gentlemen away. Just based on their appearance or odor. That's not what this Christmas spirit's all about.
I gotta tell the malls.
This time of year.
All the malls are listening to us now. We're getting emails from our listeners that work for all the malls in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, dude, you know, there's warnings out that you guys are maybe coming to our mall. I'm just giving you a heads up. What I wanted to tell the malls... This is a good business day for you, trust me.
Oh, yeah. Because
you're going to have a couple thousand of our listeners joining the homeless people, and they're all spending money today.
Right. They will be shopping in your mall. And you don't know who you are yet, but this is a good thing for you. And you know what would be really bad? I think it would be a PR catastrophe for any shopping establishment to turn away these people based on what? Their appearance?
Look how excited Butterroll was on.
Oh, my God. You're going to get a jacket. Going to get a new coat.
Our homeless people will be well-behaved today.
And did you hear what Blue was saying? I'm asking you. Did you hear?
Oh,
I couldn't understand a goddamn word he was saying, Opie.
No. I know this. We have 2.5 people per homeless guy today.
Yeah, yeah.
To watch them. So.
I know. It's better than the prison ratio.
Yeah.
Tell you the truth.
Well, I think we're going to take our first break because we're going to spend a lot of time talking to the bus and stuff. But the bus is outside the Brooklyn Diner on 57th Street between 7th and Broadway, and it is taking off in minutes.
Yeah, well, those guys will take off. We'll take a break, and when we come back, I guess we'll check back in with them, see how getting psyched up for the shopping.
By the way, if you see the bus on the highways and the byways, give us a call.
Yeah.
It's very obvious. There's N.E.W. and Opie and Anthony all over the damn thing.
Yeah.
Wow stickers. Okay?
We're helping.
All right. It's the Opie and Anthony Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
It's usually just a bunch of guys sweating and burping and farting.
Hail to the kings of the radio.
1027 WNEW's Best of 2001 continues with the best of Don and Mike.
Mariah's having trouble hitting the same notes she used to be able to because of the anti-depression medication that she's on now.
You know what they ought to do is poor Mariah is just do what they do with Mike Tyson. Take her off the medication a couple of days before she has to perform.
There you go.
And then turn her loose.
How's she get on stage and bite off Bettmuther's ear?
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Middays, 1027 WNEW.
Get in gear at the Cycle World 2002 International Motorcycle Show presented by Toyota Trucks this weekend at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. Every new street bike, dirt bike, motocross bike, ATV and scooter from 12 major manufacturers in one place at one time. Plus, Team Extreme's Tommy Avala will ride his motorcycle up a two-story high waterfall. You'll see the first new Harley in 50 years, the liquid-cooled V-Rod, and Victory's Visteon Bike of the Future. And check out the latest from Castrol, Chatterbox, Delco Incorporated, Dunlop Motorcycle Tires, and Dynajet Research in the factory. On sale, helmets, boots, leather jackets, motocross gear, and more. Discount coupons now at participating dealers. Or you can buy a special Show Ferry combination ticket at the New York Waterways Weehawken Terminal on Show Day. For information, call 1-800-53-FERRY. The Cycle World 2002 International Motorcycle Show, presented by Toyota Trucks, this Friday from noon to 10 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday 10 to 6, Jacob Javits Convention Center. Plus, stay for more fun Saturday night with the Marshall Tucker Band and Jackie the Joke Man Martling only at the Javits. Get your concert tickets now at Ticketmaster.
When you want luxury at an affordable price, shoot for the stars at Shooting Star Limousine. Shop around and compare. You'll feel like a star in the luxury of one of their brand new 2001 Lincoln limousines. Getting married? Shooting Star Limousine's 4-hour wedding special is just $325. Shooting Star has special fall and holiday packages to the Big Apple. Come back to Broadway, see the tree lighting, or spend a night on the town. Shop around. Shooting Star can't be beat. See why Shooting Star Limousine is New York's number one limousine service. Travel to any airport in style and comfort. Rates to JFK and LaGuardia start as low as $35. Enjoy the lap of luxury and book an Atlantic City special. 24-hour availability, corporate accounts are welcome. Serving the tri-state, call Shooting Star Limousines at 631-447-2727 and book early. Get hitched to a Shooting Star and go anywhere at the lowest prices around. See for yourself. Call 631-447-2727. That's 631-447-2727 or visit them on the web at shootingstarlimousines.com. Shooting Star, they are the competition.
Enter password.
Value, selection, excitement. Value, selection, excitement.
I gotta go.
You've seen Toyotathons before, but never a Toyotathon like this. With 0% APR on four of Toyota's most popular models, Corolla, 4Runner, Tundra, and Sienna. 0% APR. 0% APR that can save you into the thousands just on financing alone. On top of a great Toyotathon deal. And it's so easy. Just qualify as a Tier 1 or 2 customer through Toyota Financial Services. Take retail delivery by 1702. 0% interest on any Corolla, any 4Runner, any Tundra, any Sienna. It's the most interesting Toyotathon ever.
Value, selection, excitement. Value, selection, excitement.
Toyotathon 02. Password, value.
Toyotathon 02 is on. Right now, get 0% financing on some of Toyota's most popular models. Get the feeling, Toyota. On Tuesday, September 11th, we witnessed the city's darkest hour. And as the terrible events of that day continued to unfold, we also witnessed its finest. We saw what our firefighters and rescue workers were sworn to do. What they lived to do. To save lives at whatever cost. We saw what it meant to be a hero. Brotherhood is a book honoring the 343 New York City firefighters who sacrificed their lives to save others. It features the firehouses that lost their fellow firemen. Each engine, ladder, and battalion. It shows where they worked, the brothers that survived, and the tremendous outpouring of love and support from New Yorkers, Americans, and others from all over the world. There are pictures by over 60 photographers, including Albert Watson, Mary Ellen Mark, and Mark Seliger. There are passages from Frank McCourt, Rudolph W. Giuliani, and Thomas Von Essen. Proceeds received by American Express Publishing from the sale of Brotherhood will be contributed in equal amounts to the Twin Towers Fund and the Family Assistance Project of the FDNY Fire Safety Education Fund to benefit the families of the fallen rescue workers from the 9/11/01 tragedy. It's available the first week of December at major bookstores everywhere for only $29.95. To preview or purchase the book, go to www.brotherhoodfdny.com.
Over the river and through the woods.
Family waiting to see you this holiday season? Well, before you head off, see your neighborhood Jeep dealer first. Because now, for a limited time, get 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain protection on every new 2001 or 2002 Grand Cherokee. And get 0% APR financing on select 2002 Jeep models. It's our home for the holidays package. 7-year, 100,000-mile protection and 0% financing. Plus now, until January 2nd, get an extra $300 bonus cash allowance on Grand Cherokee. So hurry into your Jeep dealer today. After all, you wouldn't want to keep the family waiting. See dealer for a copy of the limited warranty. Non-transferable, a deductible applies. Offer ends December 31st. Financing for qualified buyers excludes Grand Cherokee Sport and Liberty. Offer ends January 8th, 2002. Cash bonus offer excludes Sport model. Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
Still looking for that perfect holiday gift? Well, listen up. Dragon's Den has the video game systems everybody wants. Xbox, PlayStation 2, GameCube, all of the coolest games, Grand Theft Auto 3, Metal Gear Solid, Max Payne, and a full gaming department including Warhammer 40K, D&D, Magic the Gathering, and Harry Potter. Call 914-376-D-DEN. No one carries more action figures from McFarlane and Art Asylum. Skateboards from Tony Hawk and World Industries. Radio-controlled cars and airplanes including HBI and the Mighty T-Max. And check out Dragon's Den for comics and Japanese animations, sports cards and collectibles, and much, much more. The coolest store on the planet is located in the Cross County Shopping Center in Yonkers. Go to Dragon's Den now and you could win an Xbox. No purchase necessary. Call 914-376-DDEN. That's 914-376-3336. Or visit Dragon's Den online at dentoys.com. Closer to Manhattan? Visit their sister store, Forbidden Planet.
Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It's still great advice, and now it's a great holiday gift idea. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333 or visit us at starregistry.com for this ultimate gift idea.
Parents, this Christmas, why not wrap up your child's future with the number one trusted name for teaching kids to read, Hooked on Phonics. I'm Randy Thomas, and just like you, I'm passionate about my child's future in school. Hooked on Phonics is a fun gift that can give your child a lifetime of reading skills. Try it for 2 whole months, and if you aren't absolutely thrilled, you'll receive a full refund for the product price. Order today and receive a $25 discount plus a free gift valued at over $100. Call 888-933-READ. That's 888-933-READ.
Dr. Wagner talks about nighttime teeth grinding.
Everyone is under more stress these days. For grinders, that can mean even greater damage to your teeth. That's why I created the Doctor's Night Guard. The Doctor's Night Guard is a dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you save money. More importantly, you can save your teeth.
The Doctor's Night Guard. Relieve the nightly grind.
Oh, and about that stress, my advice is find somebody to hug.
At your drugstore.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
With the Opie and Anthony show. It's Homeless Shopping Spree 2 on the Opie and Anthony program. We got to go right to the bus, Anthony, and talk to Rick. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, guys. We are making our way through the city, and we've already had our first altercation, so to speak, or uprising. Blue seems to be having a problem.
Blue is having a problem with what?
Blue is having a problem with the fact that he heard on the radio Norton mention about jail. So he thinks he's going to jail.
Oh, smack him in the head and tell him no one's going to jail.
Oh, here.
I got my own back.
Here.
What is he saying?
He's wigging out.
What is he saying?
He's talking about this is about homeless. He goes, you got me to stand and thinks he's going to jail.
Put him on the phone.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hey, the guys want to talk to Blue.
By the way, Anthony, we're on the way to the mall, obviously, for the homeless shopping spree. Hey, Blue!
Hello?
Blue, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, Blue! Hey, Blue.
Hello?
Yeah, Blue, you listening?
Yeah, what?
Look, everything's cool, bro. We're just hanging. You're going to go shopping.
Hello?
Oh, no. Hey, Blue, you hear us? All right, Rick. All right, hold on.
Hello.
Whoa.
Wait.
Holy. Turn that fader down.
Hold on.
All right, get Psycho Mark on.
Hold on. I had to put him on hold. He's cursing like crazy. Let's go to Psycho Mark.
Psycho Mark.
Marky.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. What's going on? We can't talk to Blue. He can never seem to hear us.
Turn off his mind. He got in a big fight with Youngblood here. Youngblood, why did you even start with him? Because he's always talking a lot of
shit.
No, he cares.
You
can't say ass.
Oh, wait. They love that S word. He started fighting with him because he's always trying
a lot of
ass. I was able to dump out.
Yeah.
Hold on. Mark.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Mark, they can't curse. They're killing us.
They're homeless.
They're killing us.
It's impossible.
All right.
Please. So,
So Youngblood started a confrontation with Blue because Blue is talking a lot of ass.
Right, and Youngblood's odd with him because he wants to rag him on. But I told him, I said, wait till 14th Street. You guys can rip each other's hearts out. When you get back there, you can rip each other's faces. Let's have a nice time. It's a good Christmas. I'm shopping.
All right.
I'm kind of calm right now. Hopefully, it will stay calm. They're Tommy calm and down. Tommy are absolutely silent, which is amazing.
It's well, they're hung over.
I'm completely passed out.
All right, hold on a second. I got to go back to Rick, all right? Stay there, Mark. Let's go to Rick. This bus is really huge, so Rick's in another section of the bus. Rick!
All right, well, looks like Big Ed is comforting Big Blue now.
Okay, how is he comforting him?
Well, he's got his hand on his shoulder and just keeps grabbing his hand and like, pushing his cheek up again. Now he's getting rowdy again. He's getting rowdy. Hear that? He's talking about how he used to work on Fifth Avenue.
We are mere minutes into this ride, and already there's been two fights. You know, the staff is drinking more than the homeless at this point.
I think so.
To deal with this, Anthony.
Unbelievable.
All right, Rick. Hold on the line. I got to check in with Norton. Norton's in another part of the bus. Norton.
I hate you both. We have gone two blocks. The inside of the bus smells like a diaper. The driver looks like Apollo Creed's trainer.
Yeah.
Let it go. I hate this already. We're in traffic. It smells. There's AIDS all over the place, and they're fighting.
Yeah, I hear now there's little confrontations going on, but no one could really figure out why.
English from Escape from Alcatraz wants to get off the bus. He's screaming. It's an absolute nightmare. Let me off. He thinks he's going to jail. This stinks.
You got to inform the guy that he's getting money and he's going to be shopping and no jail is in his future.
That's a good idea. It's easy to talk sense to a man in a blackout who hasn't slept indoors in 4 years. Maybe I should talk about the market and the Dow Jones and how things are going to get better, too. I'm not listening. He's in a blackout.
Hold on. We got to go to Rick.
Hold on. We got to go back to Rick.
Blue is crying. Rick.
All right. He stopped crying. What? He's laughing again.
All right. Why was he crying?
Yeah. Hey, Big Blue, why were you crying, man?
You want to talk? You
why were you no, crying?
No, don't give him the phone, though, Rick.
No, I'm not crying.
Because he can't hear us.
Yeah.
Because he loves my eyes. All right. I wear glasses.
Because you wear glasses?
Oh, my God.
Well, there you go. There you go.
All right. Blue's
you heard it. He's crying because he wears glasses.
Remember that for What Do We Learn? Blue's crying because he wears glasses. All right, Rick.
Yeah.
How is our favorite from last year, Ziggy, doing?
Ziggy took a leak on the seat. Ziggy took a goddamn leak on the seat. Christ. Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
Tippy Tom looks like he's foaming at the mouth. He's got drool all over. Oh, my God. What is that?
What happened, Rick?
Dude. He went number one on himself. Tippy Tom passed out. He went number one on himself. And Big Blue was trying to wake him up.
They're letting themselves crying and fighting. They're like, it's like a rolling daycare center. All right. Hold on a second. I got to break in here, Anthony, and I want to tell every listener of the Opie and Anthony show to call every single person you know and tell them to listen to this show today because this is one of the classics, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, now Snoop is smacking Tippy Tom and he won't wake up.
Well, make sure he's all right.
Yo, still, wake up, man. Want to go on the radio? Yo.
He just
don't die on us now. We're going to shop. Give me time. We're going shopping. Give me time. Yo.
All right. He's alive.
He's alive. Woke up. Thank God.
Okay, good. He's alive.
Good.
Oh, God. Now they think there's a riot going
on. Rick, I'm going to go back to Norton.
All right. Go back to Norton.
All right. Let me go back to Jimmy. Norton,
you there?
He might have hung up.
Yeah.
Let me see if Psycho Mark's still there. Psycho Mark?
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, man.
I'm sitting at the back of the bus. I guess they just revived him. He's so conscious of his mind. The boys don't want another drink. What's that? Take it.
Tippy Tom, some of the pens.
Oh, you got to get Tippy Tom some depends?
Tippy Tom, some adult pens.
Got to get some adult diapers for Tippy Tom.
Oh, my God.
All right, Mark, we'll check in with you in a little bit, all right?
right.
Someone is on the line. Oh, they just hung up. They said we should allow the homeless people to curse today because this is more like a documentary.
Well, that's true. Like Scared Straight, the prisoners were able to curse and whatnot. Anthony from West Orange saying he's wetting his pants just listening to this. And Sheep Lover is saying, I have to say, even before they get to the mall, homeless shopping spree too better than the original.
Well, yeah.
Because
no one was in our way this time around, Anthony. They want us to go to the shelters last time.
And Anthony from West Orange again saying that perhaps Ziggy marked his territory for the ride back.
Okay.
Is what he was doing.
I got a couple junk mail, Jerry, from the city. These malls have to feel like the different countries of Europe wondering which one of them were gonna be next on the German invasion list.
And then somebody else wondering if there's a 15-year-old boy writer for the Rolling Stone magazine going along on the bus, almost homeless, is what they would call that.
We will announce the mall we're going to about 15 minutes before we get there, okay? And Dave from Jersey, Voss is going? Jesus, bad smell, bad language, and now bad jokes. Oh. Hey, Voss.
Hey.
What's up, Voss?
How you doing, man?
My eyes are tearing.
Yeah, that's okay. We hear the smells really bad.
I think what we should do is just take them up to the woods and hunt them, okay? And the winner keeps all the money. The homeless hunt, I'm telling you.
That sounds like maybe next year.
This is unbelievable. I don't know. This smell, I don't know if this stink is worse than Norris's act, but this is bad stink in here. And listen to me. I'm scared to go back there.
Yeah, because are all you guys hanging out at the front of the bus?
Yeah, we're hanging out in front. I'm going to go back there and see if any of them can write me some new material. But,
right, boss.
All right, I'm going to go back there for a second. They're all going. I know the struggle.
All right, boss. Thank you. All right, cool. RJ from Boston. Is Blue too stupid to realize that jail would be an upgrade in his lifestyle?
Yeah, why are they so bummed about Rick?
Yo.
How's it going?
It's going okay. Blue wants to wish everybody now a Merry Christmas.
Oh, is he okay now? He's not crying anymore?
He seems to be okay. Yeah, he's giving everybody high fives. He's showing the love.
Are we going to be doing some kind of Christmas carols later on?
Oh, yeah. Those are coming up as soon as we get onto our highway.
Great. And Ben is on the phone. He says he's in the back of the bus with Rock and Roll Tommy.
Well, let's go
talk to Ben.
First time Ben's checking in from the bus. Ben?
Guys, Rock and Roll Tommy is in the back of the bus spraying Lysol all over the place. He's disgusted with the smell himself.
Rock and Roll Tommy's disgusted with the smell.
What's with the smell, Rock and Roll Tommy? What do you think of the smell back here?
It smells fine with air freshener.
They're spraying air freshener all over the place.
Ben, I know you get really easily grossed out by this stuff. How are you dealing with the smell?
Lots of Lysol.
Yeah.
Lots of Lysol, and this is my first trip to the back of the bus. All the guys are in the back, and like Norton and Voss are hidden in the front, and Mark and Vic are all in the front.
Oh, this is a day that will make Ben very happy.
And are the homeless guys, have they started drinking alcohol yet?
No, we're trying to control that. They've been asking for it, but with the condition of some of them, we thought we'd hold off for a little while.
Yeah, I think maybe a couple of beers before they get to the mall, but not too many.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ben.
All right.
Hey, is traffic moving?
What's that?
Is the traffic moving along?
Yeah, we're still, we're on 57th and 1st Avenue right now.
We're
moving along.
Oh, is that our first hit?
Oh, that's the first hint.
Is that our first hit?
A hint is in.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Is anyone following you guys?
Yeah, we got a good little caravan going here.
Really? Cool.
A few cars behind us, yeah, and a lot of people cheering along the way.
All right.
It was nice to go by K-Rock and beep the horn.
Great.
Be careful, they're going to want to steal this one, too.
Oh!
All right, Ben, thank you.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Cheers.
Don't have time for that today, trust me.
No.
We'll talk about it, though. Hey, Gary, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
11-year-old Gary.
I got to admit, I started listening to you 99.
Right.
This is the funniest ass I've ever heard.
You like the homeless shopping spree, too.
It's so funny.
No, don't crap yourself, no,
I'm not going
young
to.
Gary.
Yeah, we've...
They're doing enough crapping on the bus.
We've just begun, young Gary.
And I just want to tell you, I think they gave out where you're going.
No. Not necessarily. Keep it to yourself, Gary, if you're that smart, all right?
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you a little later.
All right, bye.
It's your little pal, Opie. You going to take him to that hockey game?
I will be taking him to a hockey
game. How come you haven't taken him yet?
I got a little email from
I can still hear them.
Gary's nephew. Trisha, what's up?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Gary's uncle.
I just think it's...
Gary's nephew would
be... Yeah, I mentioned whether it's legal, but I don't think it's ethical.
What, Trisha?
I don't think it's very ethical.
Where are you from?
Salamanca.
Then don't listen, you twat.
What seems to be your problem, Trisha?
Well, I just think that having these people on display to be ridiculed...
Bye-bye. That's how much we care about you and your stupid phone call.
You know something?
Don't wreck our buzz today.
They're going to have money and go to the malls and get some clothing. There you go. Have some fun.
And these guys are completely into it, man. They're thrilled.
Yeah.
To have the opportunity to be part of this today. Ray, what's up?
Not much. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Tell me that guy Blue doesn't sound like Damon Wayans from In Living Color.
Oh, when he would do the homeless guy? There's crapping in the jar and stuff. Yeah. He does. Yeah, remember that bit Damon Wayans used to do? Blue does sound just like him.
Just like him.
I can't wait to get a little more of Blue on the phone. And then once they get to the mall, oh, my God. Trying to keep them together. You know what it is? They're on a bus. They can't move around right now. How the hell are they going to keep those guys together?
We were just trying to keep them on the bus for an hour, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, they wanted to get off the bus and start walking around like they're homeless. They're used to just walking around.
We probably have about 40 people from the station going as well.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people.
There's like a caravan of just, radio personnel following the bus.
And I hear we might have some pictures and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, Steve is taking video, and we'll probably have 300 to 400 pictures of this.
Great.
When we're all done. But right now, what you can do is go to opieandanthony.com, and you can see the people that are joining us.
You can see the participants. Headshots.
So when Blue goes back on the air and cries, you go, oh, there's Blue. That's what he looks like.
Let me pop him up so you can get a little visual going.
Right.
There's Blue right there.
Let's go back to the phone here. Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I used to work in Manhattan with the same person as Keith. I know this guy, Blue, used to be on my... He's out of his mind. You guys can't talk to this guy on the radio.
What do you mean he's out of his mind?
Every other word out of his mouth is F or S.
Yeah, we noticed that.
You guys are the best. Homeless shopping rules.
All right, cool. Thanks, bro.
Take it easy.
Bye. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Hey. Dudes, this tower is the first shopping spree. This is hysterical on this end.
Cool.
Paul's a tool. Actually, the only thing for Vasto... This is the first time that dryer door joke would work. It's with a bunch of bums. Have a good time, guys. Take it easy.
All right, let's go back to Rick. He's on the bus. We've been waiting for these guys to call back. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
We're in the back of the middle of the bus, and Blue is just...
Uh-oh. Blue is what?
Hello?
On Blue's face. You like the Mary?
Rick.
You like the Mary?
Rick, you broke up. We didn't hear what you said. Blue is doing what? Rick.
Hello, Miss Mary? Yeah.
I guess Blue likes Mary.
Blue is
I forgot Mary's on the bus.
Thank you.
Blue is hitting on intern Mary.
What is she doing on that bus?
Typhoid Mary. Her new name.
Typhoid Mary. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, you were breaking up a little bit. So what, Blue is making the moves on Mary?
Blue is doing his best romance and spiel to Mary, and it seemed to be working. She was talking like crazy to
him. I'm sure.
Uh-oh, there he goes.
Don't talk
to
anybody.
He's going to the bathroom.
What?
Blue is going to the bathroom.
Where? Where's he going?
He's headed to the bathroom.
Well, there you go. The first homeless guy that is going to use the bathroom on the music.
Video.
All right.
Immediately, Rock and Roll Tommy's running around with a Lysol can spraying it.
You know what it's going to smell like when he opens that door back up? Homeless dumpster food dump is pretty much where the fumes that are going to come out of that bathroom.
Rick, what else is going on the bus? They're just kind of hanging out and waiting?
Looks like Ziggy's taking another nap.
Ziggy's napping.
They love napping, the homeless.
Napping.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely out cold. And looks like Sperm is just chilling with Snoop.
All right.
I'm making friends.
That's nice. So they're more relaxed and they're realizing they're not going to get arrested, right? All right. Yeah, hey, Rick, your phone's crapping out.
Kind of crappy.
We'll try him in a minute or two. We're going to have a lot of that today because we got just cell phones everywhere.
Yeah.
Frank, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
funny.
Cool.
I was just thinking, when this bus pulls up to the mall, a boxcar rolling up to Auschwitz.
I cannot believe that there is a bathroom just a few seats away from anyone on that bus, yet two of them already have decided that they would rather sit in their own urine than get up and go to the bathroom. Or maybe they didn't realize they were going, which is even more disturbing. But two of the homeless have already wet themselves in the seats.
Well, when they pull up and the mall security is there, it's going to be like the Nazi thumb guy telling them to get the hell out of there.
Oh, well, we'll have to wait and see. It's going to get interesting from here on out.
All right, guys. Great show. Keep it up, man.
Thank you. Neil's got an observation. Let's go to Neil. Neil, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Great stuff.
Thanks.
I was thinking that based on the coordinates of the bus that were last given, I think I just heard a collective sigh of relief from the New Jersey side of Manhattan.
Well, you don't know for sure. It might be a clever ruse.
Clever ruse.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But that's a funny observation.
There was a little clue that was given out as to where the bus, what direction it was heading in. Still wide open
as to where
they can be going. But
there's still a couple things you could do from that area, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, we got to get to Psycho Mark.
Fake left, go right.
All right, thank you, Neil.
Yep.
Yeah, we might be doing the mother-in-law thing, Anthony. Three rights make a left.
Three rights make a left.
Psycho Mark, what's up?
Boss and Norton are as far in front of us as we could possibly be, so we can die first if this thing crashes.
I just went back there.
Yeah, those two are not going to go to the back of the bus.
I just went back there. I know one of them. I know Butter Roll.
You know Butter Roll?
He hangs in front of the cellar every night. He's like an angry man when you don't give him money. And he's so mellow right now. Right? We're chatting and stuff. I think we're going to hang after the whole thing's done. But Butter Roll's
kind of
like a cool guy. He's like almost out of this. Half of them are like sleeping in a drunken stupor. Okay, it's unbelievable. I went back there. I gave him cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm talking recovery with them, and they're just staring at me like I'm some alien.
Talking recovery with them.
Fuck, is one guy's sober like 3 months, right?
Yeah.
And I think between all of them, there's four teeth. Right?
Yeah.
So we don't have to worry about any of them biting us. It's really scary.
You know it's bad when Voss is talking recovery to you.
Yeah, yeah.
We can go to an AA meeting and keep everybody busy for months here.
I knew the struggle.
In the world.
Hey, you guys, get Jim Norton to call us in.
Hey,
call in.
Right, hold on.
No, have him use his phone.
You want to know what a disgrace this is?
Wow.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
The guy Blue went to the bathroom, and everybody's like, oh, Blue's going to the bathroom, Blue's going to the bathroom. People on the bus are excited because a homeless man is dropping the Cosby kids off in the pool. I am not happy to be on this bus.
Oh, my God.
Listen to Vaughn hacking and coughing. If they don't have AIDS, he certainly does.
I know you're dry. Give some of them a run for their money.
Recovery with him in the back, and he's a drier drunk than anybody I've ever met. So it's going really well.
All right, Norton.
Good time.
Just
Ben.
Thank you.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Ben.
Hey. So now it's demanding to stop at a liquor store.
Uh-oh.
Now, I saw a case of beer, at least one case, under the front, one of the front seats of the bus.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if they've been allowed to take part in the beer yet. I know they want to go to a liquor store. That maybe...
We're trying to...
I don't know, because Tippy Tom yesterday, and I know why they call him Tippy Tom now, he was on a 45-degree angle.
Backwards.
Where he could not walk.
He was staring at the ceiling.
Keith had to push his shoulder blades forward, or the guy would have fallen right back on the back of his head. I can only imagine how many times he has done that on the streets.
We're trying not to give him too much beer before they get to the
mall.
Not
until... It's got to be timed out. There's a formula here. You don't give them enough, they're not going to be themselves, let's say. In the mall. You give them too much, and we're going to have a problem. So it's a fine line. Some of them might be able to handle their booze. Others,
right.
No.
Right.
Ziggy's going to need a couple of beers. He hasn't said a word. He's napping.
He's napping. He's going to be the star by the end of this, though.
Yes.
John, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Great stuff, man. Real funny. I was thinking next year to outdo this,
yeah.
How about getting a bunch of progeria kids? And taking them to FAO Schwartz for the holiday.
Oh, would that be great?
Oh, very
not
good.
Bad, huh?
That's good. I had to jump around on the keyboard on the floor like in the movie Big. Yeah. Me and Tom Hanks. No, play that little song. I'm so light that I can't even trigger the little sensors. So my part never comes through.
Hey, Uncle John, what's up?
And then my parents went to carry me out of F.A.O. Schwartz once, and the security came running over because they thought they were carrying an E.T. doll out of the store, but it was me, you know, because I'm a regular kid. Yeah, I look a little weird.
Regular kid, you like to play baseball.
Yeah, I play baseball. Give me a glove and a bat. I'm happy.
Hey, Uncle John, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to give a heads up to these people that are calling in and saying this is wrong and it's not right and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are going to make out like bandits. I don't, like, 2 years ago, people were buying them coats and clothes.
Yeah,
and
now, that's another thing. We give them money so they can go and buy stuff at the mall. But the people, the listeners of this show that join them at the mall, they go all out. I remember Ziggy was like a favorite. They were buying him sneakers and a jacket, all of which he got pounded on, beat up on the street, so other homeless could steal it from him. But we're helping the homeless economy that way.
He was able to keep some of the stuff.
It puts newer goods and services into the community.
That's what I want to say to the malls. I'm telling you, a lot of our listeners are going to buy a lot of stuff today.
A lot of stuff.
Don't you worry about it.
And you know, like the guy Snoop wants to come on the show. He's on the bus from the last homeless shopping spree. There's only two that were on the first one, Ziggy and this guy Snoop. Yeah. Snoop is off the street now.
Oh, I know.
He dresses better than you and I.
You go to Snoop's picture on the website there, either one. What is it, opieandanthony.com?
Opieandanthony.com will work today, yeah.
Yeah, you go to that and plunk down Snoop.
That guy was homeless 2 years ago.
This guy was homeless. Look at his watch, his sweater, his jeans, his jacket. Clean as a whistle, this guy.
He took off his fancy shades that he was wearing.
He's got a job.
And
last year he was homeless, and he was on this homeless shopping spree. Two years ago.
Yeah. We met him on the sidewalk. He goes, guys, I know this is all about fun and doing some cool radio, but I just want to tell you guys that because of the last time you did this, it set me straight, man.
So something went wrong with what we did?
What's
supposed to happen? Jesus Christ. I hate touching moments.
All right, Uncle John. Thank you.
All right, guys. Later.
You know what this is like, what I realized from 2 years ago with Ziggy getting beaten up and his clothing stolen that he bought at the mall? This is like our homeless economic stimulus package. You know? It's like we're giving the community some stuff that they can then beat up other people for and take. And it works its way down the line. It's the trickle-down theory that Reagan talked about so many years ago.
We're helping.
All right. We'll check in with Rick real fast, then we have to take a break. Rick, what's up?
Hey, no, it's Keith. Hold on. Snoop wants to talk to you guys real quick. He was listening.
Here's Snoop.
Hey, come on here. Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
What's up, Snoop?
I just got a comment to some of the negative callers that's been calling in. You know, people fail to realize that anybody needs help. Even the president, you know what I'm saying? And before I came to this show, I was doing bad, just like Ziggy. And so it's a shame that people don't care. They forget where they come from and think that everybody needs help. If it wasn't for 102.7, I'd still be in the streets today.
All right? Look
so
at that.
All these negative people calling about these negative things.
All right, it's breaking up. Right in the middle of his compassionate speech here, Anthony. But basically saying, because of this station and us, he would, you know, if it wasn't for us, he'd still be on the street.
Even though I'm still homeless, I don't have a job. I'm in a job training program. You know, I still need help.
Right.
You know, everybody does, you know, and you know, that's the main focus in this man-made society. People forget everybody needs help.
All right.
And, you know, it's a shame. It really is a shame.
Cool, Snoop. You know? Well, have fun today, all right?
I will, sir. Thank you.
All right.
And thank you for all the caring people out there, because, you know, everybody needs help once again.
There you go.
There it is.
Thank you.
Will be the only serious moment of the show today, Anthony.
Opie, enough of those speeches. Get back to the people that are crapping themselves, please.
All right. I'm assuming they're out of Manhattan at this point.
Oh, you would think?
I'm thinking.
Manhattan safe?
I think Manhattan is safe.
I would think so, too.
You could rule out Manhattan.
Yeah, well, I think that was obvious.
At this point, we could tell people we did want to go down, like, Fifth Avenue and Madison.
Yeah, but whenever we take a bus down there, there's trouble.
Well, I think the cops have had enough problems to deal with, so we want to just leave them alone.
Ah.
This time around.
That could be a hint right there, too, my friend.
Why?
I don't know. Want to leave the cops alone. What, NYPD?
Yeah. Well, it's not Manhattan.
Well, that's NYPD's in five boroughs, my friend.
I'm just saying it's not Manhattan.
Okay.
All right. Do you know where we're going?
I know where we're going.
Oh. When are you going to tell me?
I'm just saying, you know, NYPD is Manhattan, but it's also Queens. It's
true.
Brooklyn.
True.
It's
you're
Staten
right.
Island.
You're right. You're right.
Okay. Well, let's take a break, and we'll continue with the Opie and Anthony Show. This is the homeless shopping.
Yes.
Two.
I'm looking for toilet training books. Everybody poops is still the standard, of course. We've also got the less popular Nobody Poops But You.
See, we're Catholic, so...
Oh, then you want You're a Naughty Child, and that's concentrated evil coming out the back of you.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I need to go poopies!
Watch TV on New Year's Eve and you'll get Dick. Listen to us and you'll get great hard rock. Join Eddie Trunk at 7 for New Year's Eve Rocks only on 1027 WNEW.
Doug!
Yeah?
What is that thing?
It's a skeleton sled.
Yeah, that doesn't really help me.
It's what they use in the Winter Olympics for the skeleton event.
I still got nothing.
Olympic skeleton, dude. They get on this sled face first and go down that ice track doing like 80 miles an hour. Face first.
No way.
Seriously.
How come I've never heard of skeleton?
Probably because they just put it back in. Hasn't been in the Olympics since like the 40s.
Because it's insane.
I know.
80 miles an hour?
Down a frozen track.
Face first?
Chins inches from the ice.
You could totally scrape all the skin off their face.
Oh, you said it, man.
Wait. That's why it's called skeleton, huh?
Why?
Because if you crash, that's all that's left of you. Bones on a sled. Skeleton.
Skeleton.
We're definitely watching.
Oh, definitely.
Don't miss Skeleton in the Winter Olympics from Salt Lake City, USA, beginning February 8th on the networks of NBC. Whatever it takes for the athletes to win in Salt Lake, all it takes for you is Visa. The only card accepted at the 2002 Olympic Winter Games.
Anthony Stacker, too, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yeah, holidays.
Man, next week, right?
Ooh, you're going to pack on some pounds, ain't ya?
People have been packing on the pounds.
I know, between Thanksgiving, Christmas, you need the stack or two. It's going to help you lose weight, stay trim and thin. Natural appetite suppressants in stack or two. Stops cravings for junk food and whatnot, and it gives you the energy to get through the late afternoon brain burnout. Don't let yourself go this winter. Now, stack or two curbs the appetite, crushes cravings. Instead of two helpings or something, you're just going to want one. You still eat what you want. You eat less of it. You lose weight. You want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds? Stacker 2 is going to work for you. Our listeners have proven it works. Log on to their site, stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them, 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get Stacker 2 everywhere now, GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, plenty of other fine stores. Get on that stacker, Stacker 2.
Bull markets can come and they can go. In these economic times, how do you keep your money growing safely? By investing in high-yielding CDs and money market accounts from E-Trade Bank. Call 1-888-968-8855. E-Trade Bank's CD yields have consistently paid higher rates than most branch banks. Their money market accounts have consistently yielded double the national average. And these high-yield accounts are all insured up to $100,000 by the FDIC. So how do they do it? E-Trade Bank does business by phone and internet rather than through costly branches. This keeps their expenses low and their interest rates high. So keep your money growing even when the market is in flux. Call E-Trade Bank now for a free rate comparison and information kit. 1-888-968-8855. It's your money, so make the most of it. Call E-Trade Bank, a wholly owned subsidiary of E-Trade Group Incorporated. Member FDIC, 1-888-968-8855. Tired of rising cable rates? Well, Dish Network's satellite TV and digital satellite service are here to help. With the Digital Home Plan, you get Dish Network's most popular programming package. More than 100 all-digital channels for just $40.99 a month. There's no equipment to buy. You heard it right, no equipment to buy. The standard professional installation is free. You get the convenient in-home service plan, and best of all, you get two satellite receivers, allowing your family to watch different Dish Network shows on different TVs at the same time. And the $49.99 activation fee includes your first month of all subscription programming ordered. So say no to cable rate hikes and yes to Dish Network. Call Digital Satellite Service at 1-866-367-3774. That's 1-866-367-3774. Offer ends January 31st, 2002. 12-month commitment and valid major credit cards are required. All prices, packages, and programming are subject to change without notice. Some restrictions may apply. Digital Satellite Service, 1-866-367-3774.
Rockaway Bedding wants to know what your bed's like.
My mattress has got a big gully in the middle, and I just roll from one side to the other.
My mattress, it's a little too lumpy.
Lumpy's not good?
No, lumpy's not so good.
I thought it was a great bed when we bought it, but it isn't.
What's your bed like?
It's very lonely.
Okay.
The mattress has a rough edge to it, and when I hit that, it kind of wakes me up.
If you'll be needing a new mattress soon, come to Rockaway Bedding now, where you'll get the year's lowest prices on all the top brand names. So not only will you get free delivery, free removal of your old mattress, and a free steel bed frame with most purchases, but you'll also get prices lower than Sleepy's, Dial-A-Mattress, Macy's, or Klein Sleep. Come in now to the Rockaway Bedding store near you, or call 1-800-TRY-A-BED.
Can you sing the jingle for us?
Rock, rock, Rockaway Bedding.
Nice.
Rock, rock, Rockaway Bedding.
You try it.
Can you sing it for me?
Nah, let them do it.
Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rockaway Bedding, yeah.
1027 WNEW, Don and Mike, middays.
Dr. Wagner talks about nighttime teeth grinding.
Everyone is under more stress these days. For grinders, that can mean even greater damage to your teeth. That's why I created the Doctor's Night Guard. The Doctor's Night Guard is a dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you save money. More importantly, you can save your teeth.
The Doctor's Night Guard. Relieve the nightly grind.
Oh, and about that stress, my advice is find somebody to hug.
At your drugstore.
ClickOnCetone.com. ClickOnCetone.com. ClickOnCetone.com.
Listen to the computer. What the computer is saying is to ClickOnCetone.com and start a career in computers even if you have no prior experience. For over 30 years, the Cetone Institute has been training and helping its graduates find good jobs in a high-paying world of computers. In less time than you thought possible, you can complete one of these programs at Cetone. Computer programming with web technology, help desk analyst, PC support technician, network systems professional, or software application specialist. In addition to helping you find a job, Cetone will even put together a guaranteed financial plan. Morning, afternoon, and evening classes are forming right now at Cetone's Mahwah, Edison, Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and Northeast Philadelphia, Center City, and Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania locations. So if you want to help yourself to a successful career as a computer professional, listen to the computer and call Cetone at 1-866-CITTONE. Or
click on Cetone.com for an exciting career in computers.
1027 WNEW, New York.
Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It's still great advice, and now it's a great holiday gift idea. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333, or visit us at starregistry.com for this ultimate gift idea.
When is it better to give and receive? When you give that car or truck you no longer need to the American Lung Association and receive a tax deduction. We'll pick up most cars fast and free. Call 1-800-577-LUNG or go to DonateYourCar.com on the web. 1-800-577-LUNG fights lung disease locally. 90 cents of every dollar stays in your state. And your gift makes you eligible for a tax deduction. 1-800-577-LUNG. Because when you can't breathe, nothing else matters.
OB and for me, 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony show. It's homeless shopping spree too, Ant.
Yes.
The bus is loaded with 10 very smelly homeless people.
Yep.
And they're on their way to the mall, Anthony.
What mall?
We'll let you know 15 minutes before we get there. Rich Voss on the bus. What's up?
Hey, I think your caller should take stock out in FUBU and Timberland for when we get to the mall. This is going to be a lot of purchasing. You know what I'm saying?
You think a lot of FUBU?
And Timberland. I think the stock's going to go up once we get to the mall. If we get there without puking.
What else is going on? Are you guys stuck in traffic or anything? Or is it?
Yeah, we're stuck in traffic. People are driving by holding their nose.
Oh, really?
We're stuck in traffic, but they're pretty mellow. All the guys are pretty mellow.
Yeah, this is the calm before the storm.
Yeah, they have settled down finally, Anthony.
Yeah, I'm giving them cigarettes and stuff, you know. It's kind of like prison. I'm buying them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, favors.
I give them cigarettes and then they owe me.
So, treats.
It's going good right now. It's pretty mellow.
Yeah?
No one's themselves or screaming or yelling or anything.
No fighting. Now, I noticed, Rich, that there's a lot of seats on that bus. More seats, a hell of a lot more seats than there are people. Are some of the homeless buddying up and sitting next to each other, even though there's plenty of seats for everyone?
No, they're all kind of alone. I think I think they compete because, you know, it's like when they're bumming money, they don't want to be next to each other.
Right, it kind of ruins it.
Yeah, so I think they're kind of like competing on the bus. They all want their own space and stuff.
See, because I think Tippy Tom and Rock and Roll Tommy, I kind of think of them as a team now. You know?
They hate each other.
Well, they're sitting close. See, the funny thing is they're all taking their own seats, but everybody else, we're all in one seat so we can keep away from them.
I think,
you know, we're all squeezed up front right now.
I see Kevin's them like a out. Comedy team. You
Kevin's
know?
Falling asleep right here. Look at this. He's dreaming. You can see like a big burger over his head. Here's Norton.
All right.
Here's Jim Norton.
Hello, fellas.
Hey, Norton. What's
How you
up?
Doing?
Defeated.
Why?
Just because we're in bumper-to-bumper traffic. We're not moving. I have to take a dump. I can't do it here.
Why can't you just go into that bathroom and crunch?
I certainly will not do that. I'd rather do it in my pants like the one dude does when he gets arrested. I'm not going in that bathroom. I have to pee. I can't do it either. I'm just waiting until we get to the mall.
I can't tell you how many people are writing in, Norton, saying you're going to start smoking any moment now.
I will not. Mary's in the back drinking out of their mules to keep them quiet. It's horrific.
Oh, that's awful.
Typhoid
know,
Mary, yeah.
We're giving her, like, alcohol wubs, and she's putting them on her tongue and gums.
Oh, God.
You're so yeah. Well,
just roll it back and watch pieces of beef jerky fall off.
That's just awful. I'm just really hoping, look, whenever you guys announce them all, I'm just hoping some 17-year-old will give me treats for tolerating this odor.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you do know, and it won't happen. All right. Here's Ben.
All right. Ben.
No, hung up.
I guess there is no Ben. Let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys. We're just about ready to sing a little Christmas carol.
Oh, good.
This is always
a favorite.
But I noticed that Rock and Roll Tommy in the back, he looks like he's about to light himself on fire. He's got a lit cigarette and an aerosol can, and he keeps turning it on right in front of his face.
Well, why don't we
Here he goes again.
No, don't burn up
Tommy,
anybody.
Tommy, don't do that, dude.
Why don't we take the aerosol can away from Rock and Roll Tommy?
Yeah, can we get the aerosol can away from him before he explodes?
Doesn't seem like that would be a good idea.
No.
Stop it.
Hey, Rick, how's the traffic? How's the traffic?
The traffic is slow.
Slow?
Slow, but we're moving in the right direction. Have you guys announced where we're going yet?
Hell no. You got to tell us when you're about 15 minutes away.
All right, no problem. We should be there in about five, maybe 7 minutes. Since we get through this little traffic jam, we'll be fine.
Although this is for Rusty, who checked in on instant feedback.
Ouch.
Oh! Are you answering an instant feedback?
Well, he asked me a question, and the answer is...
Ouch.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
All right, guys, I think we're ready to sing.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, great.
All right, everybody, we're doing Deck the Halls. Page 4, you ready?
Page 4.
And a 1, and a 2, and a deck the halls with Rock and Roll Tommy. La 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 la. There is a season to be jolly. La 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 la. God, we never forget a shadow. La 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 la. Good job, fellas.
Oh, my God. The only thing that can make that better is screeching tires and some explosion.
I'll be homeless for Christmas.
All right, Rick, hold on a second. I got to go to Ben real fast. He's with Blue. Ben.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I'm here with Blue, and, you know, we needed extra people to come on board today, so we brought Maddie, who works at the station, and Blue has been planted next to him the whole time,
yeah.
And all he's doing now is scratching himself and itching himself all over the place every 2 seconds.
I just got the heebie-jeebies from that. The guy, he's got bugs. Opie, you said you left here last night itching.
Yeah, I was itching all the way home, and when I got home last night. Ugh.
Ben.
Yeah.
What else was going on the bus?
It's just everyone got into the singing. I saw Ziggy pipe up and they all got involved in that caroling.
I think Ziggy should do a solo number because he does have that great voice.
Yeah.
Maybe,
can we get a solo from Ziggy, Ben?
What's that?
Can we get a solo from Ziggy, possibly?
Yeah, Rick's right by, Rick's with Ziggy right now, actually.
All right, let's go to Rick, then.
Let me go back to
and
Rick.
And we'll ask Rick. Hey, Rick.
Rick.
I know you were singing Deck the Halls. Do you want to sing one by yourself? The guys want to hear you. You don't want to sing by yourself? I know we're on top of the world. I understand. Yeah, he's afraid because we're up on a bridge and looking very high.
Bridge. Another clue for you there.
But we are far away
there
from the city at this point.
A little hint. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Can we maybe even talk to Ziggy for a second?
I'm trying to get him to take the phone. Ziggy, you want to take the phone and talk to the guys? Right here. I'll hold it for you. Keith will hold it for you. There you go. Just talk to him when you're here.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Ziggy, how you doing?
Oh, you could answer on the telephone.
What?
Who am I talking to?
This is Opie and Anthony, Ziggy. How are you?
Anthony?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're just about making a landing now.
You're making a landing?
We were all the way on top of the world over here. And there's a...
Well, you got to... It doesn't get on a bridge
very often.
I'll
give it to Keith, but...
Ziggy. Ziggy, are you listening?
Ziggy. I think he's done talking to you.
Oh, God damn, he's homeless.
Keith, does he really think he's in a plane?
Yeah, he might.
Because he hasn't been on a bridge in a vehicle probably ever. And he thought he was on an airplane.
Because we're going to be landing soon.
All right, well, sure.
He thought they were flying.
God damn, is that twisted. I would have loved to have gotten a little solo song out of Ziggy with his great rendition of Silent Night 2 years ago.
I'll see how we can make that. I'll try and make happen.
And everyone behaving there, Keith?
Yeah, everyone is settled in and behaving, yes.
Yeah, I just can't wait until they all got to get off that bus and get into that mall.
Oh,
going to be great.
I'm looking forward to
it. I'm sure you are.
All right, Keith.
All right, talk to you a bit.
Thank you. There goes Keith. A couple instant feedbacks coming in, Anthony.
Yeah.
Dan from the city, I look at Snoop's picture and I put my wallet in my front pocket and I'm in my living room. People checking out the pictures on opieandanthony.com. Most of the pictures will be up way later tonight or tomorrow, by the way. But we have we have just some face shots of the guys that are joining us today. Sarah from D.C. What makes you guys any better than the talk shows you put down on exploiting the less fortunate?
What?
What makes us different, I wouldn't say better, is the fact that we're not making believe we're doing something good here.
Absolutely not. You know, they go on those shows the host of the shows are like, hey, we're helping. This is good. Please. We just think it's hysterically funny to get a bunch of homeless guys and take them to a mall.
And if something worthwhile comes out of this, great.
Fine.
If not, oh well. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, guys, I'm sitting right here with Tippy Tom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Noah's eyes are closed and he looks asleep. He's scratching himself incessantly, and he's cuddled up with a chicken sandwich that he got from Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, that's how they keep their food warm.
I'm serious. I took a couple pictures. We'll have them up on the website later.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
Put the phone by his mouth and then knock him on the head a couple of times.
All right, hold on.
Don't touch his hair. I'm hearing it could be contagious. I swear to God. Listen to
it. I don't know you. Go.
No, stop.
What is that?
Why? Oh, my God. Damn it, I hate when people wake me up.
Rick, what happened? He's all pissed off.
He's all pissed off because I woke him up.
Wait a minute.
He's all pissed. Listen to him.
Blue. Have a seat, Blue. What can you say?
Let him stirring it up. Yeah, don't stir it up, Anthony. Come on.
Don't underestimate the power.
Oh, he's ripping off you. He's ripping off.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's the
fine. No.
Rick, what's going on?
Blue is standing up making a statement.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he said don't underestimate
the power of the big, big blue.
There you go.
The power of the big, big blue. I think he's taking your line. Don't underestimate the psycho factor in my head.
Well, that's Jay Moore's line now, Anthony.
All right, Rick, thank you.
All right, guys.
All right. Oh, God, how funny is it that Rick does what I said, knocks him on the head, and the guy just loses his mind.
Don't effing wake me up.
I don't know you.
I don't know you.
Ben, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, last Friday's show did nothing to stop our crew from smoking cigarettes. The bus is filled with cigarette smoke at this point.
Yeah.
And whatever happened, I was in the front of the bus, so I missed what happened with Tippy Tom, but he just threatened to kill me, and I was in the front of the bus.
Kill all of you! Death you woke up the wrong
Wait.
Jimmy Tom's yelling, you woke up the wrong mother ever.
Hold on. We had to dump out again.
Holy Jesus, he's lost his mind.
Losing his S on the bus.
Remind him we're giving him money and he'll be shopping.
And it'll be great.
Ben?
Tom, we're going to give you money, you're going to go shopping, we're going to have a good time.
What time is it?
4:00.
What did he say?
What time is it? Like he's got an appointment.
Yeah, you missed it. It's over.
He's wondering what time it is. Oh, no.
Wait a second. I was supposed to get $20 yesterday.
You got the 20.
You got $100 and you're worried about $20.
You got the 20.
No, I got a bottle of liquor and I'm drunk. Now he's arguing over money yesterday. It's very funny because he's sitting right in front of Ziggy.
Yeah.
And Ziggy, you know, is very well behaved here. Right behind him, and Tom is just going nuts, screaming and yelling at anyone that walks by. Now he's yelling at Steve and Keith.
Ben, who is the most freaked out on the bus?
Most freaked out? Well, Blue is really freaked out.
As far as our staff goes.
Jim Norton is definitely freaked out. Probably Jim Norton, I would say.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And Mary, because Mary keeps getting hit on like crazy by Blue. They were sharing cigarettes. They were having cigarettes together. Well, not sharing them, but they open up a pack, and they're talking, and Blue just keeps looking at her with a big smile. He's sitting, Mary's sitting on one side, but Blue's sitting, you know, in the next chair over from the aisle.
Aisle
so
over.
He has not moved since his whole episode earlier, so he likes Mary.
You know how many batches he's going to slam out with her in his head? Oh, God. Bunch of homeless batter.
Now Rock and Roll Tommy's screaming back here. What's up, Tommy?
Going into alcoholic seizure.
Yeah, Tommy's complaining about he wants booze, but he's rocking out. He was showing me earlier his Cheap Trick CD and how he looks like Robin Zander.
Looks like Robin Zander if they were in a plane crash. What is he talking about, an alcoholic seizure? He's going into an alcoholic seizure.
What's the alcoholic seizure about, Tommy?
I'm going below 0.8.
He needs some booze.
I'm going below 0.8.
You know what? He's not bad. You could probably give him a beer.
God,
we can do that.
Do we have the breathalyzer on the bus? That would have been a good thing.
Give just one guy the beer. Just give Rock and Roll Tommy the beer, and don't give the other one.
Yeah, just give one to Tommy. I want to see how this goes.
It's like throwing a steak to one tiger.
Right. Ben.
Yeah.
Give him a beer. Just him, though. Just give him a beer.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
This is great. It's like we're able to play with human beings.
I like seeing what happens. It's like a test subject.
All right.
I'm waiting.
I know. He's getting the beer. Yeah.
I know where the beer is.
Yeah, again, it's about... See, I'm way in the back.
Yeah, right? I know. Yeah,
that's
the front.
Way in the front. I'm still back here with Rock and Roll.
I'm ahead of the class.
What did he say?
He's in the head of the class, he just told me.
I go to the head of the class. Yeah.
He's going to the head of the class, Anthony.
Okay, Mark is here. Hang on, let me turn it over to Mark.
Gerard's checking in.
Oh. Right. What do you want me to do? You want me to tantalize him? Oh, keep going.
What happened?
Hey, hold on a second. Keith's telling me really not to do this. It's a bad idea. See, if we start giving him booze, the rest of them are going to go bananas.
That's what I want.
That's what we want.
I want just him to get a beer and none of the other guys.
Keith is looking at me right now saying, absolutely not.
Well get Keith on the phone.
Keith.
Dude, this is like The Sims.
There has to be a certain sense of control.
Keith, we just want to give one beer to Rock and Roll
Tommy. Just give him one beer.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Don't you think that the theory applies that if one gets, everybody's going to want?
That's what we want to hear.
Were we not all in the studio together yesterday?
But just give them one beer.
Yeah, I know how it is. Yeah. You know what? You guys are like the dealers that I like. Just one, man. It's all right. Just have one. And next thing you know, we're going to hold off for a little while longer.
I guess they didn't like our idea.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Let's just put it this way, Keith. When you finally start handing out the beer, right?
Right.
You got to give one beer to Rock and Roll Tommy first, so we
and
can get
no
the reaction,
else.
And then you can hand it out.
Oh, great! Inciting a riot.
I want to hear all of them freak out.
Oh, sure. So that's not because you're there.
Right.
And I'm here keeping control.
Exactly. Won't that be great?
All right, hold on a second, man. I got to go to a couple people. On
Gerard, that. Real quick from Boston, says Ziggy thinking he's flying is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Ziggy and the bus going over the bridge. He looked down, saw like the water, and just thought he was on a plane.
It's like, we're on top of the world.
Right, we're landing now.
Adam, what's up?
Landing.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
All right.
Hey, when Ziggy was complaining and thinking that he was on the plane, the latest thing I'm telling you, if you play it back, he sounds just like Ozzy. and if Norton gets a little bit too distraught, just have Ziggy talk to him, and he can close his eyes and pretend he's Ozzy.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle. All right, Adam, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Poor Mary. Mary's like the only girl on this bus, and they're hitting on her. She got spit on yesterday. As Tippy Tom was yapping about something, a big piece of spit flew out of his mouth and hit Mary on the arm. I think she'd have rather been struck by hot lead than that guy's spit, because she freaked out. I think you could see scratches where she scrubbed herself with Brillo.
Lena from Boston. Holy yes, guys. I want you to have these guys take pictures on Santa's lap.
Oh, we'll definitely do that.
We did that last time. It's a wonderful photo op for the guys. And you can imagine these guys trying stuff on and then putting it back on the rack.
I know.
Who is going to end up wearing things they have tried on?
Ernie from Jersey said, this is great. We get to play with human beings. I think Dr. Mengele said that, too.
No, it's like a little test subject. A little test environment that goes along with basic primal human nature.
Jay, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, you know what you guys should do? You know how you're saying you're going to get close to these guys?
Yeah.
You guys should take them to the bed and bath store and have them get all cleaned up and give them the smelly soaps and stuff like that.
Well, they're going to go wherever they want.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll
you
head
you guys should
to
make them go there, because, I mean, sounds like your little friends over there saying that place smells like a dumpster or something like that. You should score the perfume on them and see what they do.
Well, there'll be plenty of people probably going to the cologne counters and whatnot.
There you have it.
Sure. All right, and why don't we take a break? Because I have a feeling when we come back from break,
yeah,
we'll be able to announce them all.
Oh, do you think so?
I have a feeling, yeah.
We'll get them on the phone. We'll see if they think they're close enough.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll have an announcement.
All right, it's the Homeless Shopping Spree 2.
Yes.
You guys have redefined debauchery.
It's like a vaudeville show on acid.
Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW's Best of 2001 continues with the best of Ron and Fez.
The greatest school activity there is, dodgeball.
In your school, did girls play with you or was this guy?
I think we had girls. I think in the younger levels, we had girls.
I'm
yeah.
sure you did, you puss. A girl playing in my school would have gotten killed. I have gotten smacked by dodgeballs, especially when you're running up to get the thing in the beginning. I've been hit so hard, I've seen white.
Ron and Fez, Knights, 1027, WNEW.
When you want luxury at an affordable price, shoot for the stars at Shooting Star Limousine. Shop around and compare. You'll feel like a star in the luxury of one of their brand new 2001 Lincoln limousines. Getting married? Shooting Star Limousine's 4-hour wedding special is just $325. Shooting Star has special fall and holiday packages to the Big Apple. Come back to Broadway, see the tree lighting, or spend a night on the town. Shop around. Shooting Star can't be beat. See why Shooting Star Limousine is New York's number one limousine service. Travel to any airport in style and comfort. Rates to JFK and LaGuardia start as low as $35. Enjoy the lap of luxury and book an Atlantic City special. 24-hour availability. Corporate accounts are welcome. Serving the tri-state, call Shooting Star Limousines at 631-447-2727 and book early. Get hitched to a Shooting Star and go anywhere at the lowest prices around. See for yourself. Call 631-447-2727. That's 631-447-2727 or visit them on the web at shootingstarlimousines.com. Shooting Star. They are the competition.
Rockaway Bedding wants to know, how do you sleep?
I don't sleep well at night at all.
Well, I wake up more often than I would like to.
Toss and turn.
It can get a little cranky by the end of the day.
Seems like every morning I wake up, my back aches and my neck is stiff.
What are you going to do about it?
We're ready for a new mattress.
It's definitely time.
Where are you going to go for it?
Rockaway Bedding.
Rockaway Bedding.
If you'll be needing a new mattress soon, come to Rockaway Bedding now, where you'll get the year's lowest prices on all the top brand names. So not only will you get free delivery, free removal of your old mattress, and a free steel bed frame with most purchases, but you'll also get prices lower than Sleepy's, Dial-A-Mattress, Macy's, or Klein Sleep. Come in now to the Rockaway Bedding Store near you or call 1-800-TRY-A-BED.
Can you sing the jingle for us?
You don't want to hear my voice. Sing that jingle.
I want to hear it.
Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding.
Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rockaway Bedding, yeah.
This holiday season, send the extraordinary gift that has been called the gift of a lifetime. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333 or visit us at starregistry.com for the unique gift that shines forever.
Hey, guys. Guys, in a recent survey, 67% of women asked that they were unhappy with the size of their male partner. Turns out, size does matter to us after all. 90% of men possess the same size, but who wants to be just average? If you're a man and having additional size would make a positive difference in your life, we have a non-invasive solution. That's right, no pumps, no weights, no surgery. It's a pill. It's called Longitude, and it's guaranteed to make you at least 1 inch larger in 30 days or it's free. Just think of the upside. Longitude has documented success in male growth of up to 3 full inches. So go for it. Results are evident in just a few short weeks.
Call now and order your bottle of Longitude by having your credit card ready. 1-800-518-3492. That's 1-800-518-3492.
Imagine the look on her face if you were up to 3 inches larger.
Call now. 1-800-518-3492. That's 1-800-518-3492. Or visit them online at longitudecapsules.com.
On the next Sports Guys show, Scott Farrell, live, putting the holiday wrap on sports. The Sports Guys.
1027.
The only local sports morning show.
WNEW.
Hey, guys. Want to wow her this holiday season? Then give her the gift of beauty and wellness. Avanti Salon and Spa in Manalapan, New Jersey, brings the city to you. Why buy her a spa package in New York when she can drive a few minutes and feel like she's in New York? Avanti Salon and Spa is a mystical, unique one-day retreat. Pamper her as she deserves with one of many holiday packages, including the popular Stress Buster, two for a special price of just $220. She'll enjoy a massage, facial, manicure, pedicure, and more. The moment she walks in the door, she'll be treated like royalty. And you will be, too, once she gets home from Avanti. Call and have your holiday gift certificate mailed to your home. Does it get any easier? It's beautiful and already wrapped, so all you have to do is call Avanti Salon and Spa. Choose your package, and you're done. Avanti Salon and Spa, Route 9 South in Manalapan, New Jersey. Check them out at AvantiSalonSpa.com or give them a call at 732-780-0222. That's 732-780-0222. Give her the gift of love this holiday season. Call Avanti Salon and Spa today. You'll be happy that you did.
Before you say goodbye to 2001, hurry to your Nissan dealer for Nissan's Goodbye Sales Event. Because for 10 days only, get an extra $500 cash back from Nissan on top of already great deals. Plus, get 0.9% APR on almost every new Nissan in stock. Get an extra $500 cash back on a new Nissan Sentra. Get $500 cash back on a new Nissan Maxima. Get $500 cash back on a new Nissan Pathfinder.